This is Summer Afternoons on 882 6PR.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Ian Blackley. Beautiful summer day too. Right on 27 degrees at 26 to 1. And don't forget the talkback line. You can call us anytime you like, 133 882, or you can SMS on 0487 999 882. Leading Australian psychic and astrologer Rose Smith has been busy working on her predictions for 2023, including some big surprises for the royals and Australian politicians. Hello, Rose.
Hello, how are you going there?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How much That's work good. Have you put into this? When do you start working out the following year, first of all? That's what I want to know.
Well, it depends. The psychic component of this, it actually didn't take that much because I just sit there and just sort of say to upstairs, well, send me through what you want to send me through. And I wasn't even thinking about it. In fact, probably about a month or 6 weeks ago, I was doing my housework. I thought I had got my day planned out and started doing the housework. And then this energy just sort of came on me. I thought I better start writing this down. And about 3 or 4 hours later, all was finished. So yeah. I didn't put that much into it, to be quite honest. But where all the work is to do with the astrology, because I do horoscopes and look at, you know, oncoming astrological events and things like that. So there's a lot of work there.
It would be a lot of work when it comes to astrology too. I'm sort of one of these people who sort of sits on the fence with the whole psychic and astrological sort of thing. I like to believe in it, but then sometimes I don't want to believe in it, or I can't believe in it, or I'm too much of a cynic. Do you understand what I mean? There's a lot of people like me, I would suggest.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like saying, do you believe in art? You know, because imagine if there's an event or something, you take a photo, you've got a very clear-cut picture there in front of you on your phone or on your camera, and you've got the evidence, you see, but then you have other things. Now the lines are getting blurred, so so photography can be turned into art, and so you have situations where you also have realistic painters, and they paint so lifelike you think it's a photo, but really, you know. So my point is, you know, psychic visions, which is what I have, often they're symbolic, and they're more like art. It's more, it's not only about conveying the facts and actually, the facts are less important. It's more about conveying the emotion or perhaps some healing energy behind it. So there's a lot of sort of skill involved that people don't normally appreciate because, like, the visions I have, they can be actual. And some of them I look at and from experience I think, I think that's actual. That's going to happen that particular physical way. And then other things I think it's symbolic.
Right. Let's have a little bit of a look at sort of, you know, world events over the last year, what may continue on next year. What do you feel about, say, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump?
Oh, yes, that came through. That was one of the early things that came through. So the first thing was that Putin was dead in February, March.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, I was like, whoa.
Let's keep our fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, well, just hang on. I'm going to put a caveat in a minute.
Oh, righto.
I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
And then mid-year, and it was, you know, it was sort of up in the air, the actual month, could be May, June, July, maybe August even, but around there, Trump was dead.
Really?
But but I didn't see, like, a dead body or anything. And I'm thinking the way our language is today and how much hyperbole is used in the language, and it could be that they're politically dead. So it may not mean physically dead, but it could. I'm not ruling it out. But certainly politically dead, they're going to be off the scene.
Rightio. I think Donald Trump's already dead to the Republicans at this stage. About the royals? What about the royals? They're in the news.
Prince Harry and Meghan. So I see a third child coming for them. Maybe 23 or 24. It's a bit hard to pin down the exact sort of time frame. But when they got married, I did see two children very early in the marriage. I knew it was going to be in the first couple of years. So that's happened. So this is like the next part of that. And I did pick up the third child then, but it was weak. The energy, it was like in the distance. And so it was like, well, we'll put a question mark there. But I did have a flash now, or when I was going to do my housework, and that energy for that third child was very, very strong. So I feel now it's coming up, it's going to happen.
Rightio. Let's talk about a couple of our pollies. How about Anthony Albanese, our current Prime Minister?
Oh, yes. So here's one where I feel it's actual. I saw it came to me in a flash, and it was a family photo, a beautiful family photo, and Albo was holding a baby. It was his baby, and it was him and Jody together, and I could just feel the love and care and attention for this baby. And it was like he was rejuvenated, like he was a younger man, you know. He felt, I don't know, full of vim and vigour and vitality, you know. So, yes, we could say there's a life-changing event that's going to make them very happy. You could say that on the symbolic level. And I also think it's an actual physical child.
Right. What about former Prime Minister Scott Morrison? Anything about him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do. I know too much, actually.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah, I've been getting stuff for him for a fair few years now. But in this particular time frame, what I saw was dishwashing detergent. And you know, dishwashing water, actually. You know, after you've done a sink full of dirty dishes.
Cleaning up after his curry.
Yeah, that scum line across the top of the sink. Yeah. That's what I saw. So I feel like it's saying it's symbolic. I don't think he's got anything to do with washing up. He probably never does washing up. I don't know about that. But it is saying clean up his act or he's going to go down the gurgler. And the other thing around that is I do think that he's going to spend some extended amount of time in the US, like he could move there for a year or two or whatever. I feel like he's getting out of Australia for a while.
Right. Elon Musk. Anything about him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Elon Musk. Well, this is a funny one. I used to live in the outback decades ago, and the first thing I heard for him was he's bought a pup. And that's basically, you know, if you buy a working dog, you want the dog to go out and work straight away. But, yeah, Twitter's not working for him. So I thought that was funny. So there was more trouble coming. And he was creating a lot of enemies for some reason. And then I saw... come around on his right side. I saw that Canadian guy, Jordan Peterson. Mm-hmm. I feel like they've got some kind of venture together, and they were both moving very quickly and erratically, and it felt very reckless to me. So I think they're going to do something together, but it's reckless, and I think it's like taking a lot of risk, you know. I mean, I guess he can risk whatever he wants. He's got a lot of money. He can afford to lose some. But, yeah, I didn't like it. Felt very uncomfortable to me.
Rightio. Chinese President Xi Jinping, this could affect us. What do you feel about him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, becoming more and more authoritarian. Even though right now they're having this big coronavirus surge with millions of people. I read the other day 37 million people caught COVID in one day. So even though that's going on, I see a big Chinese crackdown coming. So what they're doing is turning ordinary citizens into like special police. And I saw this guy and he had this sort of dark navy kind of jacket, like looked like a working kind of jacket or something. He could have been I don't know if he was a street sweeper or something, but he pulled his coat open and then he had this card in his inside pocket. And it was like a special card, and it gave him the ability to arrest people or to dob in people. And they have these people that they're going to do. They have like the authority of police, or maybe they're police pretending to be ordinary people, but it's an authoritarian crackdown.
Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of that going on over there. And just quickly, the war on Ukraine, when do you see that wrapping up? Because really, that shouldn't have ever started, by the way.
Yeah, that was the very first thing I got. It was a sentence, and it just said that it would the war in Ukraine will go well into 2024. And I thought it was more like the middle of the year. You know, it wasn't like in January. It seemed like it was later than that. Right. So, yeah, it's not going to be stopped. Even if, you know, like Putin disappears early 2023 sometime, he's just got other people that will take up the reign. And it might be that, you know, he goes into a facility because his health is terrible.
Yeah.
And so he could go into some facility and then have his people, you know, that he's still feeding orders to that take over, you know. So it's still going to continue.
Anything on Joe Biden? Are you feeling anything on him? Is he going to keep going?
He didn't come into my mind.
Okay.
I do feel that he is underestimated, though. Yeah, he makes slip-ups, like sometimes when he's talking. But so I've heard Trump say ridiculous things that don't... I have listened to them both, and they both make slip-ups. And that's, you know, someone who's nearly 80 years old, that's what happens.
That is what happens. We've sort of run out of time, but just quickly on the astrological sort of point of view with the star signs and everything else, can you answer a question for me? Because some stars say that I'm an Aquarian, some say that I'm a Capricorn. I'm born on the 20th of January. What am I?
You're a Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn.
But you are on the cusp of Aquarius. So anyone who's born within 5 days of another sign, they should really read both, you know, sets of stars for both star signs.
Yep.
Because when you're born on the cusp like that, you're still influenced by your own sign and the other sign. So you've got Aquarian tendencies, which would be, you know, things to do with technology, a sort of humanitarian type aspect and appreciation of science. Sometimes detached, you know, like to think a lot. Aquarians are an air sign, so, you know, they enjoy having good intellectual conversations with people, and maybe, you know, you can't stand, you know, you don't suffer fools gladly, perhaps.
Been accused of that a few times.
Yeah, you want to have an intellectual conversation.
One last thing very quickly, 2023, universally, good, bad, same, what do you think?
Mixed. Look, there is some difficult times, there's no doubt about it. But we do have March is a real turning point. We have Pluto going into Aquarius, and we have Saturn also changing signs, going into Pisces. It's not easy. Saturn's not at home in Pisces.
Yep.
Pluto can bring lots of death, sadly, but it also brings rebirth. And we might see that society, despite all the death going on, there will be lots of, I think, you know, next year, we will see like a more egalitarian society and a rebirth of society and power to the people.
Rightio. Rose Smith, leading Australian psychic and astrologer. Hope it's a good year for you. Thanks for your time, Rose. Appreciate it.
Good. Thanks a lot.
See you later. Bye-bye. You're on 882 6PR. Dr. Carl coming up after the break.